name is Barry Allen. I am the fastest man alive.
RandomChatter.com presents a Flash podcast.
You see that red blur?
Dedicated to the discussion of the Flash television series.
A lot to discuss.
Scarlet Velocity.
Run, Barry, run!
Welcome to Scarlet Velocity, a Flash podcast. Thanks for slowing down for just a moment. I'm your host, Josh.
Hello, and I'm Savitar. You know, Barry, I'm not letting you get rid of me. How about that? Okay? But tonight, our little project here, it had a very big night. A very, very big night. But it wasn't complete. It wasn't nearly close to being in the same vicinity as complete because I couldn't share it with you. I couldn't hear your voice or laugh with you about it. I miss my life. We live in a cynical world, Barry, a cynical world, and we work in a business of tough competitors. I love you, Barry. You complete me.
Oh, I think everything's going to be... Come here. Let me put my hand on your cheek. Come here. Just give me your face. Ow! Gross! Ew! Ew! No! Oh, sorry. I don't want to touch you. No, stop. Ugh. Ooh, put some Bactine on that. All right. You know what? You've discovered the number one podcast dedicated to the CW television show, The Flash, with discussion and commentary on the various episodes. But tonight, the episode is the season 3 finale. So.
But does that mean it's over for the year?
That, yes.
Woo! I mean, aww.
Actually, what you just said right there was pretty much the consensus of the internet right there.
Right. Everybody out there knows exactly. I fed into everybody's feelings right there. So everybody agreed
yes, you
with
did.
Me at one point
yeah,
or another.
Yep. It was either yay or aw or possibly that pause in between, but not that many people. So, all right. Well, listen, Savitar, since you're feeling better, I want to talk about this episode and the season with you. There's a lot to share. There's a lot to discuss. Got a lot to discuss. And I think we better get going. So why don't you know what? Since Jay Garrick was back this week, briefly.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call you Jay because it's easier to say than Savitar and doesn't sound nearly as silly.
Okay.
But could you just tell us a little bit about this season finale episode so everybody knows what we're talking about and we can all get kind of caught up before
okay.
we talk about it.
Yeah. Sisko called me pizza face. I'm still trying to get over
thin,
that.
Thin crust, too. That's...
Yuck.
Could have at least been like pan pizza or something.
Right. Anyway. Well, this, as you've mentioned, this is the season finale for season 3, episode 23 of season 3, Finish Line, which, very apropos, a number of my friends, Helsinki, a number of my friends have not been pleased with the season, and they felt this was the best episode just to decide to not watch the show anymore. And I'm like, well, this could have served as a series finale. So Finish Line, I think, you know, it finished a lot of things for us here. Originally aired on May 23rd, 2017, written by Aaron and Todd Helbing, some of the producers there, and directed by David McWhirter. All right, so we begin the season finale right where we left off last week. Iris lies dying in Barry's arms after fulfilling her destiny of death at the hands of Savitar. Everyone is sad. Joe collapses to the ground. Barry weeps to the heavens. HR comes running to the rooftop and shares his shock. Iris drops her drumsticks by Barry's feet. Tracy runs the scene. Wait, I'm sorry. Hang on. Back up a second here. Wait. Drumsticks?
Drumsticks.
Could it be? Is this not Iris at all? Oh, the sudden flashback proves it all as we see HR's heroic sacrifice when he tracks Savitar and tries to rescue Iris, only to have no other choice but to take her place using the transmogrifier to fool everyone. We will grieve for HR. Every coffee that we sip, every drum we beat, every menage a
Jay, why don't we why don't you skip ahead just a little bit?
Oh, right. Okay. So, anyway, yeah, Savitar is still out there. Meeting Killer Frost, he instructs her to keep Cisco alive so he can alter the Speed Force bazooka to create an interdimensional quantum splicer, new from Ronco, so that they can so that he can occupy every possible point in time to become the true God of Speed. Anyway, the team contemplates their next move when Barry decides that he's going to try to appeal to Savitar to come back home to join his family. It almost seems to be working until everyone realizes that they're living in a season finale. So when Savitar returns to his evil lair, takes Cisco's finished time splicer, only three payments of $199.99, and tries to complete his plan, he is shocked, shocked, I tell you, to see that Gypsy has arrived to rescue Cisco, who has actually altered the weapon to free Jay Garrick from the Speed Force. And the fight is on and on and on and on and on. Ultimately, Barry and his heroic persona defeat Savitar, and most everyone seems like they may be able to face the future happy. That's when the Speed Force begins leaking energy, threatening to kill everyone and destroy the planet. So Barry must make the ultimate choice and sacrifice himself into the prison to save the universe. Happy summer, everybody.
Oh, thank you. We're good, yes. Everybody should, they can go into the warm seasons with a smile on their face.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you notice it was cold that night? Did you see Barry's breath when he was holding HR?
Yes.
it's been unusual weather for May.
It is unusual weather for May, especially up in Vancouver. It's been a lot colder than normal. A lot more rainier this season. A little bit of snow. So.
So, well, all right. As I said, a lot to discuss. We gotta break this down a little bit. My goal.
Yeah.
This week is to hopefully quell people's concerns about this and hopefully make them feel better about the season overall. And I do hear people's, their complaints, their feelings.
Yeah.
But looking back on it more and more, I'm feeling much better about it. So
cool. I'm looking to be quelled. So
okay. I'll do my best. I practiced quelling earlier, so hopefully it'll work. But hey, a little bit of news.
Yeah.
looking ahead, a little bit of news here. I wanted to share real quick. This will just take a minute, but season 3 of The Flash will be available on Netflix on May 31st.
Yep, part of Netflix's deal from last year, 8 days after the season finale of the CW shows, they will be available on Netflix. So
right,
that's
so
just
in
four
just
days,
a few days.
Here, basically. Yeah,
that's right. I encourage people that weren't real happy about it to go back and watch the season in, you know, I can't tell you to binge watch it if you want. I don't know, especially if you're not liking it. I can't see people rushing to their TVs to do that, but you know, maybe watch it in chunks of three or four episodes and just see if that helps a little bit. I'm planning on doing that myself just because I really want to go back and see everything that we discussed and see how it all fit together once I can watch it
take a month off right in the middle.
Okay, I will do that, yeah.
After like episode 12, 13, so. Something like that.
Also, if you want to get it right now, actually, it is available right now on Amazon. You can get it for $1.99 or $2.99 for, you know, standard definition or high definition, or $24.99 for the entire season.
That's a good deal. $25 for the whole season on HD?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you know, if that's the way you prefer your media is just kind of digitally like that and you don't need the solid copy, that's not bad. That's not bad. You can same price on iTunes. You can also get it on iTunes too. Or if you really do like to have that physical copy like I do, you can actually pre-order the Blu-ray on Amazon right now for $35.51.
Okay.
I don't know what the extra. Yes, it is a funny number. I thought that was odd too. There's no date available for when it's actually being released. Though if you go to the Target website, you can find its street date is September 9th of 2099, which you know is strangely appropriate for The Flash.
Totally. Well, which makes sense to me because I picked my copy up last week on my trip to the future. So
did you? Okay, yeah.
It looks good.
That's where you have to go. It's easy to do when you're The Flash. So, exactly. No, that's just a placeholder, I'm sure, you know, but That sounds about
yeah. That's just what they.
That sounds about right, though. Mm-hmm. Right around the early September is probably when it will be released, is my guess. So
yeah, it's about 2 to 3. Well, 3 to 4 weeks usually before the season premiere.
And I believe if you order it on Amazon, I don't know if this is just Prime or regular Amazon, but if you pre-order it, they usually give the low price guarantee, don't they?
With any pre-order, I think you get the pre-order guarantee. So if the price does happen to drop, you'll get the lower price.
Right. Okay. So all right. So we'll I'm looking forward to that. I always like to kind of I look forward to seeing what the cover art looks like. I always like the cover art they do, but also yeah. I just like having it in my collection. I'm getting a nice superhero TV collection of Blu-rays on my shelf. It's nice.
I am as well. And we'll definitely talk about that on one of our summer specials here later in the summer.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. All right, so let's get going. So before we actually talk about this week's episode, I want to bring something up about last week's episode that I thought of right after we finished recording. So last week, as Barry and Leonard Snart were working together to get the power source they needed for this bazooka, which seems like forever ago now. There's so much that happened since then. But I got to thinking about what happened at the end with supposedly Iris and Savitar. And Snart completely warned them what was going to happen. He told them exactly what to do.
Didn't it totally follow through with his 4-point?
Yeah. You can make the plan, mm-hmm. follow through with the plan, expect the plan to go off rails.
Throw away the plan.
Throw out the plan. Yeah. And it is exactly what they did not do. They had the one plan with the bazooka. That's what they tried. It didn't work. So they should have had something else going. Why they didn't think of that, I don't know. Matter of fact, Barry shouldn't have even been the one to think of it. Somebody else should have thought of it. That way, Savitar would not have known. But, hey, that's okay. I just thought about that last week. It was almost like Captain Cold was trying to warn him.
It kind of did seem like that. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting when you brought that up. It's because that hadn't occurred to me either. But they were kind of making a point about that with his 4-point plan. Well,
either way, it was a good line, and it's good. Nice to hear Captain Cold being his captainy self. one thing that he did mention that they did address was about Barry being the good guy. So we're going to get to that and sort of the theme of this season overall, which I started thinking, and I really tried to think back on all the episodes that we've talked about and just the overall arc of what they were trying to get Barry to learn this season. And what I think it was is really just about confronting your own demons inside, the darkness that you have inside. And mm-hmm. this is not an uncommon superhero theme, especially on the CW superhero shows. But there was a few lines in this particular episode that I thought kind of followed along with this. And that's what made me put this together, that I thought this was the theme. But Barry is talking to Iris. I think they were sitting in the time vault for this one, where he said, I don't think hate's going to get it done this time. Right. And, whether it worked or not, which I guess it kind of did, because Barry didn't end up killing Savitar.
Right.
Even when he had the chance, he didn't. And he continued to be the hero, and he will never become Savitar. He won't have that feeling darkness. Of loss from Iris, the darkness inside. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, it was the, we talk a little bit about this on Arrow this week. The hero is confronted with this either or choice. And, in this case, it's like, I can let my fiance die or I can kill the bad guy. But Barry makes a new choice. He makes a third, he figures out the third option and makes that work for him. And in this case, it's like, And like you said, he brings up Leonard's quote from last week about, the Flash will always be the hero. And, he's like, I'm going to use compassion and love and you know, not be a dick.
Yeah. Well, and you see, is never let the pain. He's never going to let the pain and the darkness determine who he is.
Right.
So that right there is a major step in you know, Barry becoming a true hero, and which is, I suppose, what every true superhero is on the path to learning and to becoming the you know, the perfect superhero, which you'll never achieve. You know, you always have to learn and grow and improve yourself and improve the things that you're not doing well or that are holding you back.
You'd think after being around for 75 years, you kind of would have figured a lot of this stuff out, but I understand. I understand why there's an issue.
He learns stuff, but then he forgets, you know, he's getting up there. So yeah. And then he said that, you know, he was going to do the last thing you'd expect, is that's when he went and confronted Savitar and asked him to come back. So,
yeah.
Which I don't know that he necessarily had a lot of confidence that it was going to work, but he wanted to try. And that's, I think, what made him so sincere. And Savitar knew that he was being sincere, but you know, hey, he's the bad guy. So
yeah. They actually had me going for just a little bit with Savitar, just because I was like, is he playing it off? He's playing it off. And then I'm like, wait, no, maybe he's really got it. Cause you know, he was having these memories. And what I did not expect was the fact that Iris, you know, would confront Savitar. And that was like, oh, okay. Well, that kind of is what convinced me. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting take. Maybe they are going to work this out. And then I didn't know. I knew they probably weren't going to keep him around, but I was like, maybe they're going to reintegrate him with Barry in some fashion, you know, like
when
you know, Kirk got separated from himself in that one Star Trek episode we had talked about and stuff.
I don't know that he was ever going to turn good. You know, I don't know that they would ever really truly get, but I do think they affected him. I mean, I think the emotion that he was showing was real. I think the sadness was real. But I don't think I think that was his plan all along, is to get in there, plant the Philosopher's Stone, and then go back. Mm-hmm.
But, right.
Anyway, all right. So let's because you know they're confronting their own darkness, but they're also growing to become heroes. And I think we saw a lot of true heroism in this week's episode from a lot of the characters. And I'll start with Barry. You know. And we'll get to him kind of sacrificing himself here at the end when we talk about that end sequence. But I think just trying to help Savitar, as I said, that made him the hero as well. Just doing what was right. And I kind of think, just based on the first two seasons, how it kind of came down to that that battle of speed and that, you know, that kind of thing. I'm glad they tried something different here. Mm-hmm. Plus it showed how the character has grown and is still working to become the best he can be. So I'm glad they kind of changed that a little bit.
What I thought was interesting about this is that, you know, Barry and Iris, like, she picked up on what Barry was doing. They kind of, you know, they turned to love to help reintegrate Savitar into the team and stuff. And yet the entire rest of the team continued to reject him, which is what the guy's issue was in the first place. I mean, I understand, you know, it's like, you just tried to kill my daughter. You just tried to kill my friend here. You know, you did kill our other friend, so we're not going to, you know, do anything to help you. But that was Savitar's whole complaint in the first place, was that the team rejected him because he wasn't really Barry.
But I think, you know, I mean, I think that was a natural reaction of anybody, and I think after Barry being there to kind of tell them what he was doing and why, he was getting through to most of them. At least they understood, you know, they weren't ready to kick him out or shoot him or whatever. I don't know how much Tracy would have been willing to help.
Yeah.
Even after Harry talked to her, but again, it wasn't very long. I mean, he wasn't even there that long. So
I just think they could have avoided, like, I don't know that they needed to bring him in with everybody there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
yeah. Maybe just him and I, maybe just Barry and Iris.
Right.
just having them.
That, why bring up certain things?
But wasn't the point
about a lot of stuff in the season? It's just that they bring up some stuff only to either solve it right away or raise other questions, but then they don't explore
the, right, but wasn't the point was to take him to Star Labs to try to find a way to save him? I mean, that was why they went there. So, I mean, I don't know that they could have just said, hey, you know, why don't you just kind of hang out with us and it'll be okay? Because he was still going
to disappear. Was it really to save him, or was it just to buy time to find Sisko and Caitlin? Because
no.
How long is it going to take for him to disappear? Well, I don't know, about an hour here, I guess.
Yeah, that's how long the episode is. But Savitar knew it, and Barry even asked him. He says, you remember. You were me. You remember this point. Am I lying to you? Am I being
right? No,
truthful?
That's true. So, yeah, Barry was doing that, right?
So I think it was sincere. I think he really did mean it. But,
I guess it's
tried.
Yeah. Just the writers bringing up these questions raises other questions, and
sure,
they just don't have time to address all this stuff, or they don't make the time to address this kind of stuff.
Some of that may have been able to be addressed if they had revealed who Savitar was earlier.
Earlier, right. And a lot of these are really niggling kind of things. There were a number of elements from the finale that I was truly impressed with, and it really did amp up the season finale-ness of the episode, which was cool.
I'm with you. There's a lot of aspects of this. We can list them here soon, but
yeah.
Here, let me talk about a couple of heroes, and then let's talk about that.
Yeah.
HR, which to most people surprised from what I heard, that wasn't like the huge shock that it was HR instead of Iris. Yes, you did. Yes,
yeah,
you did. That did not make it any worse for me. I like that they flashed back and showed how he did it. That made it even better, because then we understood exactly how it happened, and it didn't seem so.
It's good to know when it happened, because that was the thing.
Right.
It's like, whoa, when would it have happened? You know, and I knew it was going to be. I was explaining this to my wife. I said, whatever we see, it's going to kind of be a cheat. She's like, what do you mean? And I said, well, you know, in those cliffhangers, it's like what Annie Wilkes got pissed about in Misery. You know, one week at the end of the serial, the car goes over the cliff and the guy didn't get out. But the next week at the beginning, right before the car goes over the cliff, we see that the guy jumps out, and then we see the same shot of the car going over the cliff. It's just, we never saw that other shot before. So of course it looks.
Well,
like,
and I tell you what, some of that to me is the nature of serial type storytelling,
sure,
right? Is because you have to have that cliffhanger to take you, to give you the anticipation for the next week's story or the next story or the next movie or whatever it is.
True.
And you have to put that in those chunks, right? Which is one of the reasons why I think binge watching this season will make, you know, some people feel a little bit better about the overall storyline.
Hopefully.
But hopefully,
that trope,
yeah,
is like 70 years old, 80 years old. They need to find some new ways to kind of deal with that, because of course I just, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but I know there's a trick there going into it. And again, I agree with you. It didn't really diminish HR's involvement in that. You know, as like you said, it was a really heroic thing for him to do. But then, mm-hmm, he does this weird thing. He whispers something to Barry about Sisko, like tell Sisko I loved him, and or whatever it was he said. And and then he winks.
The keys to his yogurt are, yeah, in my top drawer. No,
but then he winks at Barry. I'm like, that was weird. What's with the wink? Does that mean like he's really not dying? Like, I mean,
I thought it was because Barry just gave him a great big hug before he realized it was HR, and he's like, hey, thanks for
how's
that.
How's it going? also, like, you're the Flash, you could probably run him to the hospital. I can't imagine it's that far from the center of town where they were.
You're probably right, but knowing that, you know, he just got stabbed through the chest with a thing. I mean, he's not Oliver Queen.
I was going to say Oliver survived it, but also, what are they going to do? Do they have to fix the Lego set now? Do they have to swap out the Iris figure for the HR figure? Are they going to sell that Lego set? You know, is there going to be a CW Savitar battle?
You just change the heads.
You swap the heads out.
Yeah. But you know what? No, when he said at the end, they revealed what he said. Barry told Sisko,
yeah,
what he said. It said, this took strength and he gave it to me. And wow,
that was great. Yeah.
We've talked a lot about HR and how much we have gotten to like him. So because of that, and oh man, because of Tom Cavanaugh, I mean, come on, that made that scene, really worth something. And I'm not happy to see HR go. I really like that character, but it meant something, because it could have just been, oh, okay, yeah, they just got rid of another Tom Cavanaugh character or whatever. He'll be back.
Hey, Harry can come back.
He can, which I'm fine with, but it was kind of still sad because of who HR was. So
so weird. The actor is going to be back next season, yet we're really sad that this character of his died. I mean, I don't
know. That tells you a lot, though, about the quality of his acting and the whole idea. So it sounds like Harry's going to be around. I don't know if he'll be around all season or just for a little while, because, you know, he said he would stay. He told Barry that at the end. So
yeah.
We'll see. Tracy, I kind of thought she was a hero. First of all, she, you know, helped them even after just knowing them for a little bit, and she put all this work into it. And then she tried to see past her hate and tried to work to help them. Didn't end up doing anything, but, you know, that just the fact she was willing to listen to Harry. And I like how she was so smart. She figured it out really fast. Like, he said, "No, I'm not him," you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, that was good.
It's good. Cisco, I mean, she is supposed to be smart. She's not Joe. I don't understand this. Hang on a second. Can you explain this to me again? Joe, this is like the 12th time we've had to tell you about it.
He doesn't even ask anymore. He's like, look, I don't understand this stuff. So can we just...
can we skip to the part where you explain it?
Well, Cisco, I think doing what needed to be done and to save Caitlin and stop Savitar. So, he decided to work on the bazooka. You think he just, like, took a piece of gum and put it on the bazooka? That seems like it would, you know, make sense. Just,
well, so as I'm watching this, I think it was interesting. I think this was at the beginning when they were showing the credits, and I'm turning to my wife as Savitar is kind of giving the ultimatum to him. And, you know, he's like, I need you to build this for me, and I will rule throughout time. And I look at her, and I'm like, I mean, Cisco's like super smart. Like, if Savitar can't do it, he's trusting Cisco to do this. So, you know, Cisco just did the whole, I'm smart enough to fix it, but I'm also smart enough to make it do something else trick. And then I'm like, probably what's going to happen, he's going to set it up so it, like, it doesn't really, you know, whatever he wanted to do, you know, blast him into the infinity of every moment in time. It's probably going to, like, swap him out with Jay Garrick in the Speed Force. And I turn back to the screen just as I'm saying Jay Garrick's name, and I see, and John Wesley Shipp on screen show up. And I'm like, nice. Well, there you go right there. That's confirmed. So
that would have actually been a little better if he could have worked that out.
Yeah.
I wish he could have got it to swap him out.
Swap. But. Yeah.
Although I'm not entirely sure that would have worked either, just because, you know, he had prevented himself from being created, or however that works. I don't know.
Right.
Hey, look, if they say it, then it makes sense. Cause then there you go. They're saying it happens, and that fits into their, time theories. So it turns out, you know, Caitlin / Killer Frost sees that Cisco is going to die. So she has to resist her inner Killer Frostiness and save him. I think we had seen some, well, I know we had seen some glimpse of that last week. I think Cisco had been slowly chipping away at it, and it finally just clicked inside of her.
I still don't understand her role last week, where at one moment she was wanting to kill Cisco, but just before that she's talking to Savitar, like, do you remember, like, kissing Iris, and, like, just kind of trying to humanize Iris in Savitar's eyes. It seemed like two different Caitlins we were getting last week, but they haven't explained this enough. Again, it's like they're holding on to it for next year to do more. I still just don't understand what's wrong with her. She shows up and it's like, hey guys. They're like, hey, Caitlin, you know, thanks for coming back. She's like, I'm not back. It's like, can we get a hug or something? No.
Well, but see, I agree with you, by the way. They'll do more with her next year, which I'm totally okay with. I think that's great to continue that character storyline, because I like her and I think she's doing a good job. But I saw that last week as not just a flicker in her eyes, but also the fact that she's willing to help, the fact that she's trying to talk to Savitar and get him to just kind of think about this. And I saw that all as it's sort of her. Caitlin is now kind of melding, you know, merging with the Killer Frost. So
it's a cry for help.
Well, kind of, you know, yeah. I mean, so that, I think that's good. I was shocked that she hadn't taken the, antidote, although I'm not sure I would have given to her. I would have just probably, like, you know, stabbed her with the needle or something or however. Right.
But it was interesting that Sisko,
if it, do you know, drink it? You know, here, just put it on a snow cone or something and give it to her. I don't.
It, Sisko gives her the choice, which is true. Interesting. You know, to let her, you know, choose her fate, which, you know, I guess it's kind of noble and stuff like that. And it, you know, leaves the room for the, you know, for everything to happen next season and all that. But
yeah. All right. So Iris, she was heroic in the fact that she was sincerely, you know, trying to help Savitar, and really,
yeah,
looking at him as Barry, which was absolutely tragic to me as Savitar is telling her, you know, I remember giving you the ring. I remember singing to you. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. This is the same person. This is horrible. Right. I mean, no wonder he feels like that. I can't imagine what it was like in his origin timeline where he was also Barry and he no longer gets to have Iris after doing everything to try to save her. It's like he doesn't matter, you know? So I could see you going a little loony from that. That makes total sense to me.
Yeah, it does. And I thought it was a nice circular connection. So all season, well, not all season, but what, the last 2/3 of the season here, we've been concerned that Savitar is going to kill Iris, yet Iris is the one that kills Savitar. I thought that was a very poetic and a nice circular connection that they set up here.
I did too. Yep. That was good. And that would be weird too, especially since now her berry's gone. I'm like, oh man, I should have kept the spare.
But, even if you did that pizza face.
I should kiss the other side. So Jay gets to be out of the Speed Force prison, which I'm really happy about because I kind of forgot he was in there. And I think maybe they had too. They hadn't talked about him since they left him in there. I hope that off camera, you know, they were like, okay. And also, hey, by the way, somebody's working on that side project, right? About trying to get Jay out of the beat. You guys, right? I know Caitlin and Iris, maybe, and stuff like that, but maybe Jay also. No, two people at a time. Okay. I just kind of felt bad that I had forgotten about him, but he stayed in there all that time. And then he came out, helped him out. And then came and explained, still wearing his funeral suit, I guess. He's either on a date or a business luncheon or a funeral. That still had his funeral suit on. I don't know. When he came into Star Labs and explained that the Speed Force was going crazy. Didn't volunteer to go back in, though, did he?
No, he's heroic enough to come out and help everybody. But when it comes time for Barry to go back in, someone should go back in. And it's like, Jay, you're not being really quiet. Tell it, Jay. He's like, oh, got to tie my shoe.
It's one of those things where you, like, don't look at the teacher and, you know, kind of don't make eye contact.
Yeah, he was doing everything he could avoid eye contact on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just looking at the broken screen over here. No, Jay's a hero. Come on. You know, and I think in this case, it had to be Barry. So we will – you know what? First of all, let me talk about some of the great stuff before we get into the Speed Force. Love the fight between everybody.
Oh.
You got Barry, you got Wally, Savitar, Jay, Sisko, Killer Frost, Gypsy.
Vibe, Gypsy, yeah. It was after the fact that there was only one person that I felt was missing, and it was just because they had everybody. It's like, why wasn't Jesse Quick in there? And I was thinking, well, they probably ran out of budget, you know, just for an extra character and extra special effects and stuff. But Savitar and the three speedsters running through the forest. And
oh, that was great.
That was cool.
Here's what they used their Jesse budget on right here. When he phased Savitar out of the suit.
Yes.
That's what they're like. We can have Jesse back bump, or we can do this cool shot.
Yeah. That was really neat. I thought that was very clever. I, you know, it's like, what did I just see? And then it's like, oh wow, but wait a second, now the suit's red. That's not good. That means Barry's going bad. I was waiting for them to do something where it's like, now Barry is going to be bad, and that was going to be their season four idea, is that Savitar is gone, but now Barry is a little, gone a little crazy. Well,
I'm glad that wasn't their idea.
I am too. In all, I appreciate what they did with the end here. It was fitting, given where we started the season at. We started the season at total selfishness, and we ended at total selflessness. Yes. So, you know, it's not that there wasn't a nice spectrum to it. It was very choppy all the way up to the very end when he makes a good decision. But, well, I think we can forgive that a little bit.
I think we can too. I think we can. At least I have. I am very happy with the way this ended. So one of the things they had at the ending was on HR's tombstone, they had a quote from Mark Twain.
Yes.
And it was a very poignant quote. They didn't even really address it. They just showed it on his tombstone. And it said, the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why.
I don't know that I'd ever heard this one before. And I kept reading that and I'm like, that is a beautiful quote. I wonder when I'm going to find out what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Maybe you haven't heard it because it was from like his Earth. Maybe that was Mark Twain on his. No, I hadn't heard that either. And that's fantastic. And you're right. I'm still waiting to find out why. But I think, HR, obviously, he realized that he could help. He could make up for the mistakes that he made by revealing where Iris was, and also prove to himself. Well, I don't think he was trying to prove it to anybody else, but prove to himself, that he's a brave man. Because, and you said the season started with selfishness and ended with selflessness. I don't know how. Well, he was kind of a selfish guy, but it was more than that. It was more just kind of a fake person, and trying to be somebody he really wasn't, trying to impress people and acting like he was real cool and stuff. So, if you think back to how HR started, where they were looking for somebody, another Wells from another
Who was
Earth.
A scientist, yeah.
They found a cowboy.
He lied about that. He lied about his CV, at the beginning, so.
That seems like so long ago. I mean, he's changed so much since then. A great heroic ending for HR. So that was sad. Yeah. But I also think that Barry kind of found out why, as Mark Twain said, when he came to the realization that it was his destiny really to occupy the Speed Force, to go in with them and to leave everybody. And the reason I say that is because of the way he acted. As he didn't. It wasn't a desperate situation. It was more of a realization, an epiphany that this is what I have to do. This is going to make up for all of the mistakes I've made and for everyone that has paid for those mistakes. So that tombstone quote and the sort of parallel comparison to HR made me feel better about that, especially after I'd watched it more than once. So.
I agree.
I've read a lot about this ending and about how people felt about it. I sat by three individuals who had a completely different feeling than I did about this ending. My family was not happy.
Hang on one second, Josh. I'm sorry. Before we get into that, can I just – I just want to touch on one other thing, because you were talking about the Mark Twain quote, and I thought you were going to get into this a little bit. I love the John Lennon quote.
Yes.
Which that – might be one of my favorite quotes attributed to John Lennon, other than, that he was bigger than God or something like that when everybody got pissed when he said something like that. But just the fact that, if it's true, and I don't know how apocryphal it is, but, as a five-year-old, that a teacher asks him, what do you want to be when you grow up? And, he says, happy. And they're like, you don't understand the assignment. And, he says back, well, you don't understand life. And I just thought that, that's just a really amazing outlook on our existence. You know, when, you know, someone's saying, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? You want to be a fireman or a teacher or a businessman. And, you know, someone takes an entirely different direction. And that's, I mean, that really was what HR was. He was this visionary character, and that's what he did. He inspired other people. And Barry does that too. He makes these unexpected leaps. Like, I don't agree with what he did at the end of the episode, but he's thinking about things on an entirely different level than the rest of us now. So, you know, and I'm sure it's going to work out, but, it doesn't seem like it was the right choice, but that's probably because we don't understand what Barry understands and, you know, the sure. way he sees life and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Well, and the other thing with that John Lennon quote is that is HR to a T, man. I mean, he was happy. I mean, he, you know, that was his outlook. Everything's got a positive possibility. You know, there's a silver lining. We can figure this out. You know, he's setting up Star Labs as a museum, and, you know, hope nobody was sitting there in the museum when it blew up. But, and, you know, he's helping everyone out, and he's keeping everybody peppy. He's getting Tracy excited about working on this bazooka. He's doing all this stuff. So yeah, that was him to a T. And I think that he truly made a difference in everybody's life, especially Cisco. So, what Barry did at the ending here, huh? Okay. So was met by an audible groan from my wife and my daughters. They were not happy about that.
Not happy at all.
No. I have now watched it several times, and I am completely okay with it. I'm very happy with it. Yes. I thought a lot about it. First of all, we've talked a little bit about where this season was heading and whether it was going to head towards like a direction that the comics headed towards the Crisis on Infinite Earths storyline that they had so long ago, it seems like, in the comics. And I think there were a lot of parallels to that, although I don't think – this was the crisis.
I've seen a number of people talk about, oh, you know, they saw the newspaper and red skies and Barry and just vanishing. And I'm like, what? Did you not look at the byline? I mean, it's been saying that's in 2024. This is
right,
not
exactly
what they were talking about. So I don't think it's going that way. Yeah, Crisis on Infinite Earths celebrating its, I think when it ended, it was 30 years ago this year.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
It started in 85 or 86, and I think it ended in 87.
That's 30 years ago, isn't it? That's what throws me off right there, because that doesn't feel like 30 years ago to me. But
I'm not 30 years older.
Yeah, so but it had a lot of parallels to that, you know, where Barry was just running to save the universe, basically. I mean, all of the universes, the multiverse.
Right.
And he has to use his speed to destroy this antimatter cannon that the anti-monitor has, that he's going to, you know, destroy all these different universes. But he dies stopping this attempt, and nobody knows. Nobody was there when he did it. Like, you know, like other characters, like the anti-monitor knows, but like the other heroes and his friends and Superman and Batman, they don't know that. And then he, you know, is in the Speed Force. He is trapped in the Speed Force for like 20 years while Wally West is the Flash.
Right.
I don't think they're going to replace Grant Gustin, you know, with Wally by any means. But
I think what we'll see is the next season will start. And I actually believe they will probably do this because, you know, it won't be next season won't start right when this one finishes, right? It'll have been 5 or 6 months. And sure. I think Wally will be wearing the red suit. Wally will be the Flash.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. And then, you know, something happens and somebody else shows up, or Barry, you know, Barry shows up within the first 5 or 10 minutes of the episode, but Wally has been flashing Central City and has also been saving it as the superhero of the Flash. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think it's going to have some kind of characteristics of the crisis, but also, you know, in another story, just a very recent story, actually, where they did the rebirth of DC. Wally was actually trapped in the Speed Force. And when he came back, there was a lightning storm of like, which was like Speed Force energy, a lot like we saw in this. Mm-hmm. And you know what? So that actually, it looked more similar to that story than it did the Crisis on Infinite Earths to me. And if you look in the background, you'll see all this, these people kind of going crazy in the streets and even some people getting hit by this lightning. Now in the Rebirth storyline, there's some, the people that got struck by the lightning in this storm, mm-hmm. got speed powers.
Okay. Right.
So you start getting a lot of, and this is a very recent Flash storyline, right? But you, yeah, you get a lot of speedsters in Central City that have to be kind of trained and, you know.
Yeah, within the last couple of years, I think it was. Uh-huh. I guess they didn't really say they weren't doing other speedsters next season. They just weren't doing
a villain
speedster. Right. Or as the main villain, the big bad.
Exactly. Right. So that's what I'm wondering. If that could be part of the future storyline where we're going to see more speedsters in Central City, not necessarily as bad guys and not necessarily, you know, main characters, but it's possible. We might see other aspects of that story. And, you know, just because they have said that doesn't necessarily make it true. But I think the fans would be very upset if they did make another speedster villain, especially after they said they weren't going to. So like I said, I like this because I think it really made Barry take the responsibility for the massive mistake that he made in last year's season finale, which also ended on an equally kind of non-action-packed, emotionally dramatic scene mm-hmm. where he just kind of left Iris on the porch.
Right.
This one, he just kind of walked into the Speed Force and that was it.
Right, which to me is very similar to the season one finale where Barry runs up the debris. It's not as dramatic. It's emotional. It's like a mix of the two season finales because he went through the portal, the tear.
He's always going through some kind of portal in the season finale.
Yeah, what happened there? And then, you know, 6 months go by, like I said, and we don't ever get to really see what happened. It's just, hey, it's Flash Day. Congratulations. Welcome back. So expect a brand new status quo when we come back in September, October.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think there'll be, you know, a lot of stuff has happened that we didn't see with Wally. So I don't know. I think they might give it at least a couple episodes of no Barry.
A couple episodes? No.
You think it'll be season premiere?
I'm going to say minutes. I'm going to say first commercial break max.
Okay.
It's when he shows up. So I'll make a note here.
I believe you, but I'll go a couple episodes to see if we can kind of set it up. I kind of hope they do just so.
That would be interesting experiment, but.
Well, they got a lot of flack for the way they did the Flashpoint. Storyline with it ending so quickly, and I'm wondering if maybe they'll try to make this mean more, but maybe not. I don't know. I tell you what. How about this? I'll stick with my couple episodes thing, but I'm going to say without Barry actually returning, maybe we'll see him in the Speed Force, but not actually returning.
Okay.
So I don't. All right. I don't know if we'll see that, but
I agree with that. I think he'll return by that first commercial break. That's what I'm going to say.
So you think everyone else will have gotten on with their lives like he told them? Is Iris going to have a new boyfriend? They all going to just be hanging out? And,
she's going to be dating a new police assistant to Joe called Larry Divot. And they're going to have gotten along, you know, quite famously. And maybe Julian from Earth 2 will show up, and he's actually an archaeologist pretending to be a scientist instead of a scientist pretending to be an archaeologist. Those are some of the other things I think are going to happen.
Okay. All right. So new characters from the comics, you think? Who could we see? You got an idea?
I was just going to say they've teased DeVoe, the name DeVoe, a couple times. Yes. And we talked about that, I don't know, what, 7 episodes ago? Clifford DeVoe, who's a character.
Abracadabra.
Was it the Abercrombie? Okay, so it was only like four episodes ago. That's the Thinker, which is cool because, you know, really smart guy to take on the Flash. I think that's cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'm sort of right now leaning towards him being the big bad next season just because they've mentioned him twice and it sounded like they had a lot of trouble with him. I was thinking of because of the Crisis on Infinite Earths, I wonder if we might see, and again, I don't necessarily think that that is the storyline, but some real important players in the comic book storyline were Psycho Pirate.
Gosh. Yeah, that would be a great villain.
I think you could pull that off.
Oh, yeah.
And then Spectre, who was kind of crucial to taking care of what ultimately happened in the Crisis on Infinite Earth storyline.
Well, that's a pretty powerful character to introduce into the TV series.
It is, but we've seen big things like that before. We saw it in the Invasion storyline. We've seen some magic type characters, you know, that weren't metas.
If you watched Constantine, I can't remember the Spectre's alter ego at the moment, Jim Harrigan. They teased a detective named with that same name in Constantine and teased that he would be the Spectre. Like, I think Constantine saw him as the Spectre for a moment as one of his little foreshadow, you know, whatever visions that he had.
Uh-huh.
So, and that is, you know, in the CW universe now. So, that would be really cool.
I just think that would kind of be neat. It would also go in a different direction. I think it would work a little bit better in the Flash series than it did in the Arrow series with magic.
Yeah.
Just because what they've done with the powers and metas and stuff like that.
And all the metas and stuff. Yeah, exactly. Boy, I don't know who else. I'd love to see some other heroes show up.
The other person that was really kind of vital to that storyline who I know we're not going to see is Batman. And so you could replace Batman with somebody else. I don't think they'll do Oliver, although that would work, but I don't think they would do that just because of, you know, the other show. So I don't know. I'm curious if anybody else has an idea of who they would like to see or who they think might kind of fit in with where we're going here. I'd love to hear what you guys think. So let us know. Is Harry the Wells what we're going to get? Is he just going to come back? Or are we going to get a different Wells?
Well, not according to the press release for next season. Now, my wife thinks it's all the press release was a red herring of all the characters that are going to be there. But the press release says that Tom Cavanaugh will be playing author from Earth 19, HR, which I don't see how that potentially could happen unless, because Barry goes into the Speed Force, he's able to reset something in the Speed Force to avoid all the weird things that, like, basically make Flashpoint go away. Then maybe Wally wouldn't have his powers, but then Savitar was never created, so HR shouldn't really be dead. HR really shouldn't be dead anyway, because Savitar never was, but their thing of, even though someone doesn't exist anymore, they did exist at one point. That seems to be their kind of the rules of time travel and stuff here in the CW universe. I would almost have to say it's kind of got to be Harry, unless there's a reset. I can't really see them just plucking another Wells out of the multiverse.
Think they would do that again.
Right. That seems like, this was the year to pick, you know, because we saw all these other wacky Wellses in the multiverse, and they picked the least offensive one. But I don't know. The one with the bowler hat, I think, was still pretty cool. But I don't think they're going to dip into that again. So
bringing him back takes away all of that, everything that HR did. All that bravery and that sacrifice, it removes everything.
I know, but they'll come up with some really weird explanation for it.
I love HR, but I actually don't want them to bring him back just because of that. I don't want him to take that moment away.
Katie Cassidy's back on Arrow, but she's not the same Laurel. I don't, at this point, and they haven't really done a lot with her Earth 2 character over there, Black Siren, I don't feel it really has taken away from all the stuff that Laurel did on the show.
Yeah, but it's not Laurel.
Right, and maybe it's HR from the
hey, you know
past.
What? Listen, it could still
the past
be H-
and get him.
It could still be HR Wells. In the press release, you said that's what it said. His name is just Harrison. Something. It's just a different
Earth
Harrison.
19.
It's just
no,
a different
Earth
Wells.
19 author. It did say Earth
oh,
19
say
author.
Earth 19.
It literally said Earth 19 author in the.
No,
press
I think
release.
They're just lying. They're just lying.
I can't see them being that smart, but that's okay. I mean,
well, I tell you what, if Harry does stick around, I want to see more Jesse. I think we will see more Jesse next season.
It would be nice to see Jesse. And I, like I was saying earlier, I'd love to see Wally kind of step up and be, you know, take over as the Flash. I think that there's amazing precedent for Wally to be the Flash. I mean, like you said, he was the Flash for 20 years. He was the Flash for probably many of the generation that are watching this show.
A
lot
true.
Of people are like, who's this Barry Allen dude? And why is he the one that gets to have all the powers and stuff? So, I think there's a lot more to do with Jesse, rather than just, you know, using her as kind of a extra speedster when they need it, like as a crutch. I would like, I mean, she's not going to be
Susan,
regular, but I think they could still do stuff with her.
Yep. I'm for that for sure. Well, you know, I think Wally will have been the Flash for a while, like you said, and even wear the red suit. There's been talk about the paradox of Wally even having powers now that they've gotten rid of Savitar. Ross on Twitter told us even, you know, wouldn't Tracy helping Savitar at the end, you know, if she'd helped him, since Savitar will cease to exist, thus bringing HR, since he never died. That's another time paradox. Would it bring HR back? Would it
you
know, get rid of Wally's powers? Would it do all that stuff? And, you know, I mean, again, that's the time logic of time in the CW universe here. But to me, I also thought, well, look, they're already on this timeline. This stuff has already happened to them. And so I think it would just kind of continue on where it is. We've seen things like that happen. Like I think Wally even actually lost his powers. What, a couple weeks ago or something, right?
Yeah, when Barry lost his memory and Savitar lost his memory, then Barry lost his part. They're,
right.
They have been inconsistent enough. It feels like they do stuff and they have stuff happening, or they mention something, or they go to the future and do this, and then they decide for story purposes they do something else. It's like they don't have an intern paying attention to all this stuff. If it was like, you know, I feel like they need to hire us because, you know, when they say, well, we're going to do this, and it's like, okay, guys, you know, back in season 3, episode 12, you said this, and that doesn't make sense with what you want to do now. So you need to, you know, change what you're going to do. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, hey, give us a call. I got summer off here. I'd be happy to kind of sit down and look at season 4 for you, and, you know, tell you what I think. So I'm open for that. all right. So what I want to do is real quick, kind of you and I just do a lightning round, because we got tons of feedback about people's feelings this week. And I really want to share a lot of these because people were back and forth, just like you said at the beginning. Yay. I mean, aw. So let's, I want to just.
I like the fact you used the word lightning round. That's very clever. It's the
Thank
Flash.
You very much.
Yeah.
So. It's yellow lightning, red lightning. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
You be yellow lightning, I'll be red lightning.
Okay, sounds good. All right. So some of these I'll just kind of skim through and give you the gist of what they were saying, because we got so many I want to get to. But now this is from last week, so I want to read this first. This is from Tyler. He said, just wanted to praise the last scene. And this is where Iris died, where we thought it was Iris. We knew what was going to happen, and it still felt like the first time seeing it. The shock on Barry's face when he realizes his trump card, the one advantage he has over Savitar, has no effect, because Savitar had a plan for that too. It was gut-wrenching. Grant Gustin is more than we deserve. Way to go, Tyler, man. Flash has left me emotional plenty of times before, but this time was different. After watching 2+ hours of wrestling, Arrow, then Flash, I found myself wide awake, just going over Barry's horror of realization. Ah, damn, rest in peace, Iris. Long live Iris.
Yeah. It did feel like the first time. I mean, that was, to their credit, you know, even though we knew it was going to happen, it still...
Well, it did, because we didn't think it was going to happen. because we expected it, and then like, well, nope, they've got a plan, they've got it under control.
They're going to fake this out, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, I agree.
Well, from this week, Christopher over on Twitter let us know that not really necessarily regarding this particular episode, but he said, you guys made a joke about Barry giving his dad a metal hat in episode 103, Things You Cannot Run. Oh, the irony. And I didn't have a chance to go back and listen to that. And I'm like, I couldn't find it in the notes. I'm like, what the heck did, why would we have been talking about that in 103? But yeah, wow.
That's nice.
That's pretty cool.
And then I like that he got his hat back this week.
Yeah.
He came out of the speed course and Cisco brought it with him. all right. So Benjamin on Twitter, he said, hey, forget the Star Wars force push. This is the Flash's phase push. He liked that. I liked that as well. Yeah. He did think that Black Flash was a waste of a cool villain. Hey, never fear. Black Flash can be anywhere. That was probably just like a remnant of Black Flash. Speed Force can use him however they need to. He's not gone for good. Don't worry.
I was concerned about that, and then I was like, nah, that's...
Yeah. No, they can use him anytime they want. They just copy-paste that digital animation file. So don't worry. He's still there. Speed Force, he said, very weird ending. Not sure how the prison actually works or why Barry went away. And HR, why couldn't it have been the other Wells?
Oh, man. No,
you want to get rid of Harry?
Yeah.
See, my question, why couldn't they just, like,
make Jesse
like
an orphan? That's horrible. That's a horrible
thing. Get one of those, like, you know, those gel dummies, you know, from Mythbusters.
Oh, the just, ballistics gel dummy, yeah.
Yeah, the ballistic gel. And then just, you know, use the little transmogrifier on that thing. Why couldn't that, you know, I don't know.
That could have totally worked.
Just an idea. And also, Benjamin says, Cisco, fastest tech builder ever.
Yeah, he's a, what do they call it in the Lego movie? He's a master builder. That's what he is.
Oh, yes. They should have had that sound effect. That would have been good.
They should have, yeah. Well, Monica got in touch with us via Twitter and email. One of the things she said was, there were episodes and things I loved about this season, but overall, I thought it was a mess. I felt like they knew their ends and then forced everything to fit a narrative that would get them to those ends, whether it made sense or not. She wished that it was tightened up. It also could have worked if the Savitar stuff was reduced to the second half of the season only, and we had Flashpoint for the whole first half. Which
I don't disagree with that.
A lot of people had that. There's a very funny, though accurate, I called it funnily accurate, to somebody today. I think it was on comicbookresources.com, CBR.com. And it was, you know, it's one of those stupid list things because that's all that seems like they can write right now. But it's like 14 reasons why this was the worst season of The Flash. And it was that kind of thing, you know, it's like they set up this really great idea for a narrative, Flashpoint, and they resolve it in one episode. It's like, what a just creative waste. When there's a whole bunch of stuff you could have done there that was potentially more interesting along with other things.
I don't entirely agree with that just because I think the entire season was a result of Flashpoint. He was dealing with the consequences of that.
It was, and I get it. And it goes back to the stuff I was saying about Barry being selfless, selfish. And, you know, we kind of talked about this earlier too, or previously in the season, just Barry was being kind of a jerk. Majority of the season, it's just not what I expect my Flash to be.
Yeah, you're not alone.
I know.
Derek even said, hey, he said it had cool fight scenes, but just didn't understand the story logic at all. The character's actions just didn't make any sense, or lack of actions, he said. It really felt like the writers were forcing their story on characters who should have been behaving otherwise. You know, I can see that sometimes, but overall, I thought it kind of worked. But again, I totally understand why people are saying this. I can think in my mind of other ways to go that may have worked better. I'm not a writer, mm-hmm. so I don't know, but possibly.
Well, you do know. I mean, people say, well, I'm not a writer, so I don't know if I would have done it that way. And to a degree, I think there is that. But also, you know, you know how to tell stories. I mean, you've seen enough stories that even if you're going to be super cliched, you know, I don't know. It
Oh, I know what you mean. Shortchange
yourself with that.
It worked for me for almost everything. But there were definite gaps that, and you know me, I mean, I am pretty easy to please. I can look past some of that stuff. I can look past that stuff a lot easier than some people can.
I mean, so. I gave you a blank piece of paper and a pen for your birthday and you were like, oh, sweet. I can draw stuff. I'm like, excellent. So
you just said that out loud and I thought of like 10 ideas to draw.
Boom, right there.
I'm not kidding.
Write them down. Write them down while I read this next email.
All right.
So Mark let us know. He said, Red skies fade. Flash disappears in crisis, in quotes. I thought this was an amazing season. Ups and downs, as with any show, but this is by far the best season yet. Most emotional, for sure. I do agree with that part, Mark, especially these last 2 weeks. This was a great ending to Barry's story. I do really want him to come back. I'm sure he will. But story-wise, I almost wish that he doesn't.
Way to go, Mark. See, Mark's with me. Mark's on the Josh train here.
Well, like I mentioned, I've got a couple friends who, like, this season upset them enough. They're like, I don't know if I can continue watching this. And they feel like this is a great episode to get out on. It really wraps up a lot of stuff emotionally. Barry makes this kind of ultimate sacrifice, and it's like, the Flash just goes away. And it's like, all right, that's a kind of a series finale as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, it would have worked. So, well, you know what? I think we know they're coming back, so they'll do something. Armando says he hopes they don't do a new 52 storyline. And he mentions Godspeed, who's one of those characters that came back. Was that New 52? I guess that was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking that was Rebirth, but
no, that's what, 4 or 5 years ago now, I guess.
Oh my gosh, isn't it?
They merged. I know the storylines seem to merge. They're changing events so quickly on the DC side.
That's what happens when you're around for 75 years. You got to come up with new stories. So
right.
But he doesn't like the idea of those new of the other speedsters for next season. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of that either. It was just an idea that they might be around. He says, I know the big bad's not a speedster. Just rather skip that and just give us good, fun stories.
Well, Greg says he thought the season was all over the place. He didn't understand the Savitar time travel stuff, but HR turned into someone he didn't like to someone he was sad to see go, which is cool. Yes. HR had the best development this season. Tom Cavanaugh proves once again how much of an asset he is to the show. Totally agree there. Also, I don't know if you're a Star Trek, especially Deep Space Nine fan, but the ending reminded me a lot of DS9's series finale when Sisko joined the Prophets in the wormhole. Spoilers. The good news is Julian didn't die. I agree with that as well. I was really happy that they kept Tom Felton around. I think there's a lot more to do with that character as well. He said, Greg finishes up, there was a lot of speculation that he would die, but I'm glad he'll be back for the new season. So
yeah, I'm wondering if he'll be back for the new season. Have we heard that he's going to be back?
Yeah, in the press release.
Oh, okay. I forget these things. You know, I was watching the episode. I watched it like 3 times. I had to get into
Barry, Joe, Caitlin, Sisko, Julian, and a Harry / HR and Caitlin will all be back. So yeah, pretty much everybody, all the regular cast, the 7 or 8 of them or whatever, will be back.
All right, we'll see. I thought maybe just wake up and Julian wasn't there anymore. Like, wait, where'd Julian go? Who?
It was a dream.
All right, so where were we? Oh, here, Ted, yeah. Right? Overall, enjoyed it. Loved Barry's idea on how to resolve it. To me, it was genuine and thoughtful, wondering what's next, and will he spend the summer listening to season... Oh, and Ted, not Barry. Ted will spend the summer listening to season 3 speculation.
Well, you know, Barry might be doing that as well. I don't know.
What else are you going to do? You know, he's just hanging out in the Speed Force, so...
Yeah. And then Jared says, heck of a season. Candace Patton was at her best in the closing minutes of this episode. Candace has been on a number of episodes. I think they've done phenomenal things with her character, and she and the guy that plays her dad, Jesse L. Martin, they both can really reach in to this place and pull some amazing, amazing emotions out when they need to, and seemingly often. The writers are really, you know, giving them a lot of responsibility with that. And I think they deliver. But yeah, Candace has been doing a great job, especially after a lot of the criticism that I know I especially had in season one. I think she's, I mean, I've always thought she was a good actress. I just felt they weren't doing well with the character, and well, I think they've done a great job. So,
Iris, much like Laurel from Arrow, has come a long way since season one. And I have also agree with you. I think she's doing a great job. Wow. You know what? Thanks to everyone who sent us their thoughts on this season, and then especially this episode. We love hearing from you. So don't stop. You know, you got all summer long to be thinking about this stuff. Let me know if you guys binge watch it or watch it chunks at a time. And if it changes your mind, tell me about it. You know, just send us anything you anything you're feeling. I love hearing from you guys. So there were a few references I wanted to go over this. We've kind of talked about a couple of them, but there's some that we missed. One that really stood out to me, and one of the reasons because I still listen to this soundtrack of from the musical episode a few weeks back, where Savitar's claim of his destiny, you know, where he's going to, when he uses that new interdimensional whatever thingy. He says he'll be every hour, every minute. And that is a line from Barry's song that he sang to Iris.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. They reminded us of that when she sang to him right at the end, right before they, as my wife pointed out, didn't even get a chance to kiss.
They mentioned Midway, Barry did, and when he was trying to get in touch with Savitar, which is Midway City, which is where the Science Expo was, which is the home of Hawkman and Hawkgirl. Yeah.
And then also that same story, they mentioned Masonville, which is a very obscure city in DC. It's actually a city that appeared in just one Superman comic, Superman Volume 1, number 388. And it was there was a guy named Mikey Norris that was from there, and he had the powers of telepathy and reality alteration. And that's – which is kind of interesting because that's kind of what Savitar was trying to do.
Yeah. I think somebody left Masonville open. It's actually a jar right now. Gypsy is probably a big fan of the Batman comics. She mentioned Two-Face, just referring to the Savitar Barry Allen because of the
scars.
That's
just mean. That's just judgmental. I'm just saying.
You know, nice. On Earth 19, they're not as forward-thinking, I think, as we are here on Earth 1.
They're not PR on Earth 19.
PC?
PC. What did I say? PR. Oh, so I'm thinking HR. Oh, rest
of HC? HR? Whatever.
So one thing I noted, this may have not been a reference, but it just reminded me of this. When Barry phases Savitar out of the suit and takes over, you had mentioned how it turned red instead of blue. Well, then, as soon as he did that, man, he looked like Black Racer.
And, which is different than Black Flash, correct?
Yes, yeah. And, I don't even remember much about the Black Racer storyline. I just remember pictures and the, you know, the illustrations from the comic, and it was basically just this, like, black, evil-looking Flash suit with – it looked like the Savitar suit. It was, like, glowing red almost.
Going red lines and stuff on it. Yeah. I see the picture here.
So, and I don't know if that was intentional or if they were just trying to show you how it wasn't Savitar anymore. I like also how the way he moved and even his voice, you could totally tell it was Barry, good Barry, and not Savitar as he was in that suit.
Right. But they totally did a different modulation on the voice through the suit and stuff. And then he vibrated and blew it all up, which was pretty cool too.
I wish I could do that. My house would be cleaner, you know. I'd just get rid of stuff like that. But
oh, but you'd be eating a ton, man.
That's true. you know what? Overall, as I said, I am very pleased with the finale, and you know, I'm pleased with the season as well. Not definitely not my top season, but I enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to what they have next season.
You are very generous, though. It is, I mean, we've only had three seasons. It's my least favorite of the seasons. But I think there was a lot of cool stuff that they did in the season that, you know, they were really trying to do new and different stuff. And I applaud that. Like you said earlier, binge watching the season, if you're going to sit down and watch these episodes over, you know, a couple weeks or a month or something like that, you might have an entirely different take on the series. It's like, I want to talk to people. I like talking to people who watch Lost now after it hasn't aired, right? So, because they have to watch it. Well, they don't have to watch it one after another, but they're probably not watching it once a week. They're probably watching a bunch of episodes or a season at a time.
Well, at the very least, you got to watch the one to find out how it's not Penny's boat, because otherwise you'll go crazy.
Right. but it's the same kind of thing. You know, it's like, we who watch these types of serialized shows on a week-to-week basis view things differently than people will in the future when they have all of that season to be able to watch at their leisure, at their whim, you know, as many episodes at a time as they want, because they don't have, or we didn't have the luxury of finding out answers right away. And then, you know, we forget stuff, whereas they might see three or four episodes and they're like, oh, I like how this merged, you know, and they'll see things between episodes that we may not have seen because we're watching 1 to 2 weeks apart on these.
Agreed.
With the breaks and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
but you know, there was a lot of, you know, cool stuff going on. They brought in some great villains and stuff. We got to see, Jay Garrick some more. You know, we got these great performances throughout the season. So, you know, overall,
a lot of stuff from the comics. I really like how they are trying new things and bringing things in from the comics. And that is a nod to Flash fans and the writers are honoring all of the great stories that the Flash comics have had in more than 75 years. And I really appreciate that they're not just coming up with brand new stuff that's never happened. And yet they're still making it feel new and different. So,
yeah.
So good job on you guys. And thank you all for, sticking with us this season. And we hope to, you know, talk to you again next season. We will be around for sure. For this season though, we got to run, and, we will definitely be talking to you soon.
Well, if you enjoyed the episode, which hopefully you did here, our episode at least, please be sure to leave us some feedback in iTunes. We'd love to get fresh reviews there. If you haven't put one in a while, that'd be great. You can also contact us via email at scarletvelocity@randomchatter.com. Like Josh said earlier, send in your ideas about what you think they're going to do next season. How is any of this going to get solved? Tweet at us at Scarlet Velocity, or visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Scarlet Velocity Podcast. And maybe we'll use some of your notes and your thoughts in one of our upcoming summer specials.
That's right. Yeah, what do you want to know about The Flash? What are you interested in hearing about? So we've got some ideas, and we're looking forward to sharing them with you this summer. So be watching for those summer specials coming up before next season. So we'll be around for sure. Hey, also, you can check out our other shows, Green Justice, an Arrow podcast, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. Those are also wrapped up. You can find them, though, at randomchatter.com and in the iTunes store and through Stitcher for Android or iOS. And, of course, if you enjoy this podcast, please be sure and tell all your friends about it. Maybe they can binge watch this season and then, you know, just listen to us after each episode and kind of it'll help them along. Actually, I'd love hearing from people that do that and then listen to us at the same time instead of waiting for a whole year. It's fun to hear from them. So, all right, everyone. Well, remember, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. This podcast is not endorsed by Warner Brothers Television or DC Entertainment. The official website for The Flash can be found at www.cwtv.com. The Flash and related elements are copyright DC Entertainment and Warner Brothers Television.